This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 83 for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is making gains on Wednesday morning, supported by sharp rises in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are showing plenty of strength, and European rapeseed is mostly higher. Crude oil is up more than $2 US per barrel due to ongoing tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is up more than 1/10 of a US cent compared to Tuesday's close. The November canola contract is up $2.40 per ton at $613.20. In the US, corn and wheat are on the rise, while soybeans are stepping back. Brazilian firm StoneX raised its yield estimate for the U.S. corn crop by 1.1 bushels per acre at 184. This also raised projected corn production to 15.222 billion bushels, up 95 million from its previous estimate. StoneX also projected Brazil's first corn crop to be 24.87 million tons, slightly below its previous estimate. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported that 472.7 million bushels of corn were used to make ethanol in August, down 2.3% from July and up 7% from 1 year earlier. In the 2023-24 marketing year, 5.471 billion bushels were crushed, similar to the USDA's estimate in September. Ukraine's ag ministry left its corn production estimate unchanged at 25 million tons, while also reporting 2.8 million tons of corn exports so far this marketing year. The December corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.32. The USDA reported that 167.54 billion bushels of soybeans were crushed in August, down 13.3% from July and down less than 1% from last year. The full marketing year crush was 2.287 billion bushels, close to the USDA's previous estimate. StoneX increased its U.S. soybean yield projection by half a bushel per acre at 53.5, with production up 38 million bushels at 4.613 billion. The Brazilian soybean crop estimate was left unchanged at 165.03 million tons. Media reports say that the European Union's deforestation-free products regulation set for December will be delayed a year. Malaysian palm oil futures went up nearly 5% today, its biggest gain in over a year. The November soybean contract is down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.46. Ukraine has exported 6.2 million tons of wheat so far this marketing year. Meanwhile, precipitation in Russia's southern district was only 47% normal over the past 7 months, and only 5 millimeters are expected over the next 2 weeks. The European Union wheat exports from July 1st to September 29th were down 2.14 million tons from last year at 6.14 million. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.14. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.48. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.